to me. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 28th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of and to, the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, because we realize that war is absolutely good for nothing and no one but the war machine, the war industrial complex, the international bankers, the House of Rothschild. We always remind ourselves that the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation was indicted for money laundering, laundering the money of drug cartels, and laundering the money of the so-called Islamic terrorists, which shows us that the House of Rothschild through the Hong Kong Shanghai Bankers Corporation and the international bankers and Wall Street in London, they run the drug trafficking, they run the human trafficking, they create, facilitate all warfare bloodshed for their purposes. So for we, the poor working class masses of the people, we are getting in tune with the spirit of the universe, the spirit energy of the universe. We know that Mother Holy Spirit is feminine, and we see and understand that her energy, which is teaching us of the energy of birth, the universe is begetting and conceiving and giving birth to life all the time. That is why when you examine yourself all the way down to the molecular level, the cellular level, we see that we are truly the image of the Almighty. As the Almighty is existing and living, masculine and feminine, all of us are made of atoms, and the neutron is the word that holds it all together, and the proton is the father Y chromosome in the nuclei with the neutron, that is the new life, you and me, and the electron is the feminine mitochondria DNA X chromosome. So we see that our very structure is made on the order of Yahuwah. The atoms within our body are always producing life and more life. So the voice of the universe, the trumpet of the universe, looking into the door of the science of the heavens, sun, moon, stars, planets, universe, Milky Way, universes, it's all teaching us of life. So the Holy Spirit is sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes his personality and character. We know Holy Spirit is feminine, so this is she. Yes, the Greeks changed things, and the Latins changed things. So that is why we are rooted in the African Hebrew, because so we know that Holy Spirit is mother, she's the womb, she's the feminine, so we change he into she. sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes her personality and character, the Holy Spirit. So this causes us to see that the feminine is holy. See, the woman, the feminine, has been dejected, rejected, and denigrated. The Africans love the goddess. See, when the scripture says, "Hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord," and we say, "Yeah, that's right." All you other folk out there, y'all pagans worshiping one God. Y'all just pagan worshipers. Because we didn't bother to research the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew language. That's is that Deuteronomy chapter 6 or is that Exodus chapter 6? I believe that's Deuteronomy chapter 6. "Hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord." Now, the word Lord, all capitals, L-O-R-D, is Yahuwah. That is father and mother, begetting and conceiving. Numbers chapter 11, Yahuwah is father and mother. See, we rejected the mother and we only say father. We must listen to the feminine voice of the universe. We must listen to the feminine trumpet of the universe. We must see into the masculine heaven. We must see into the feminine door. Masculine and feminine. Now, Yahuwah is father and mother, begetting, conceiving. The word God, capital G, uppercase G, lowercase O-D, is Elohim in that scripture. Elohim is defined as gods and goddesses. Gods and goddesses. Who is the Elohim? The Elohim in Psalm 82 and 6 are the children of the Most High. No, did I not say that ye are all gods, children of the Most High? Well, the word gods there is Elohim, Psalm 82 and 6, but that is given to us as only gods and masculine, rejecting the feminine. The proper translation should be, ye are gods and goddesses. Are we not masculine and feminine? Are we not male and female? The voice that we're not hearing is the feminine voice. John hears, sees the door is feminine, heaven is masculine. Hears the voice is feminine, of the trumpet, which is feminine. We're not hearing the feminine voice in the universe. So now, Elohim is gods and goddesses. Who are the Elohim? They're children of the Most High. Well, when you check the definition of Elohim, you will see that every portion of the universe is seen as the children of the Most High, even to the very thoughts and imaginations of Yahuwah. All are children of the Most High. So we're talking about, you may say angels, but we say spirit energy forces in the universe, all over the universe. These are the children of the Most High, and you and I are children of the Most High. We are Elohim. We are gods and goddesses. We must restore the feminine. So, "Hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord." So, Yahuwah is one Yahuwah. Your Elohim is one Yahuwah. So, this means our father and mother, whom we have come to know in the universe, is one father and mother. Is it not taught that our father and mother are to be absolutely one? That the man leaves his parents and becomes one with his woman? That the mother, father, the male, female, they are one? So this is Yahuwah. Yahuwah is father and mother, but Yahuwah is one. Yahuwah behaves as one, acts as one. Yahuwah is father and mother. We must raise the mother back. We must bring the feminine back. Yahuwah, your Elohim. Yahuwah, your Elohim. Elohim is the universe. We come to know Yahuwah, our father and mother, through the children of Yahuwah, our father and mother. The children of Yahuwah are the spirit, energy, forces of the universe, and every facet and parcel and part of the universe. You and me are included. You and I are included in that construct of Elohim. So we come to know the one father and mother, Yahuwah, through the universe. And through understanding the universe, we understand that Yahuwah is one, and we understand that we are to be one and act as one and behave as one, following the example of Yahuwah, father and mother, not just father, but mother, because there's no father without a mother. There's no son without a mother. There's no daughter without a mother. There is no Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, without there being the Most High, and the Most High is father and mother. So Holy Spirit is the womb, is the mother. Sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes her work and her power, i.e. the Spirit of Truth. So, the Almighty Father, Yahuwah Ab, has laid the universe down. Then Yahuwah Aim, the Almighty Mother, comes behind that work and reveals the truth in that work. Further on the definition of spirit, never a depersonalized force. So we don't call Mother Holy Spirit an it. She is personalized. She is the mother. She is the living feminine entity. Further on definitions, the spirit, the vital principle by which the body is animated. So this is talking about her energy. This is talking about how Mother Holy Spirit is the womb, the spirit energy that gives animation to the universe. We're really talking about the work of father and mother, but you and I know that you can be in a place that is dead until the woman shows up, until the feminine shows up. The man is there, but when the woman comes, here comes life, because the woman represents the womb that, when the masculine unites with the feminine, life, energy begins to grow in that womb, and you have the manifestation of such life and energy and reality. The rational spirit, the power by which the human being feels, thinks, and decides. So we are looking scientifically into the universe, getting in tune with the feminine power, getting in tune with the feminine energy, that we may begin to think rationally, to have cognition, to begin to exercise our power to think, reason, and remember, because we need to be able to use our rational thinking power and capacity so that we may be able and enabled to create the new civilization, constitution, institution, governmental order that will be absolutely commensurate with and obedient to the laws of the universe. The spirit is defined as soul. Now, in the New Testament, the soul is given the description of she. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. So the soul is seen like a womb, that when you deposit something in the soul, we want to deposit the truth into the soul. We want to deposit that which is good into the soul so that we may produce good and righteousness. spirit, a simple essence, devoid of all, or at least all grosser matter, and possessed of the power of knowing, desiring, deciding, and acting. This is deep spirit energy science. Let me just see if I can understand what I'm looking at. I know it's flawed, not perfect, but I give it to you that you may delete the flaws and delete the imperfections and go into the scientific study of the universe and go into the definitions of the words yourself. And we help each other to understand this in the best way that we can. Now look, sisters and brothers. Oh, I love the Almighty. And I love this knowledge and this wisdom and this understanding. If we look at the power of Christ. If we look at Christ as the firstborn of the Almighty, representing our power, your and my power as Christ and born from the Almighty. Now, Christ is that power, the God of matter and goddess of matter. This is masculine and feminine. We're going to teach this how we know it should be taught. This masculine, feminine power, the word Christos is an adjective, descriptive of the masculine feminine power to do what? To transform the waters from the original form into the mass, material, and matter that we have grown accustomed to today. So now look, when this says the spirit, the simple essence, devoid of all or at least all grosser matter, let's stop there. Is talking about the time period before Christ transformed those original waters into the matter, material mass that we are accustomed to today on this side of the transformation. Did we get that? See, in the creation narrative, you first have the time period that is spoken of in Jeremiah 1:5, where the Almighty knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That is before conception. That is the original birth in the waters of noon. Those waters that were here, plasma type waters, quartz type waters, dark green, dark black type waters. The original waters from which we all come from, that the scientists teach us we come from those waters, but don't get into the deep science of the reality of those waters. Dark matter, the melanin of the universe, the waters of noon and the womb of Nonet. This is the original time period where there were no boundaries, no barriers, no disorder. No hatred, no enmity, no jealousy, no sectarian violence, nothing but peace and love and truth and righteousness and tranquility. When we research the definitions of the word spirit and understand spirit as our mother, then we are able to see into in a deeper fashion the time before time, the time before Christ transformed those waters into the matter, mass, and material universe that we have today. In that transformation comes the grosser matter. Now you have the potential for disorder. Look, waters of noon. Pitah, Atum, go over all of that that we have been teaching since February 2014, and we've been teaching on it and teaching on it and teaching on it. When you have the waters of noon in that peaceful state, tranquility, no barrier, no boundary, all in order, no hatred, nothing but oneness, peace, and love, where we were living with the Almighty, because the Almighty knew us and we knew the Almighty and we were receiving instruction from the Almighty. This is the time that was devoid of all grosser matter. All matter and all grosser matter. This is the time before matter and before grosser matter. Then you have the time of Christ as the light force, as Ra, as Adon, as Lord Shiva, as the Aton sun disk, as the Atomos, and originally called Atum. Now you have Atum Christos taking those waters that were devoid of grosser matter and transforming those waters into mass, matter, and the material universe that we have with us today. And so when we get into this science, we are able to understand that time before grosser matter, that time before Christ, that infinitesimal point of light transformed those waters into the mass material matter that we have. So once again, the waters of noon before the transformation into the matter, the waters of noon, peaceful and tranquil. We must know and understand that time period. That was the time period of our instruction from the Almighty, so that we could, as Atum, in doing this work, understand that we're working through the disorder, through the chaos, to bring everything back to those original waters of noon. Remember how we talked about Ptah, the earth mound rising up out of the waters, causing disorder and chaos? But then Ptah, with the power of the mind, the power of consciousness, gives birth to Atum, the answer to the problem of disorder and chaos. Ptah is thinking of the waters of noon, original, peaceful, tranquil. Ptah is thinking of the spirit of the universe before the grosser matter. The spirit of the universe devoid of all grosser matter. The spirit of the universe, mother spirit energy of the universe before the chaos, before the disorder, before the enmity, animosity, hatred, and jealousy, before the warfare, before the bloodshed, before all of this wickedness. Ptah is thinking. Oh, I need a solution to this problem of disorder and chaos. Ah, the solution is Atum. The solution is Aton sun disk. The solution is Ra, Amen Ra. The solution is Lord Shiva. The solution is the monstrance, the wafer with the fire ring. The solution is Adon in the Old Testament. The solution is Christos in the New Testament. All of these words descriptive of that same Atum that is the Christos, that is the light, that is the infinitesimal point of light that transforms the original waters into the mass, matter, and material universe that we have today. Do we understand what we are saying? I'm saying it over and over again so that I may understand what we are trying to say. Spirit, when we check the spirit, original spirit of the universe, waters of noon, before gross matter, when we check ground zero, before the birthing of 1 through 9, Christ is that God of matter, that operates outside of the ground zero in the 1 through 9 to give birth to and to transform the waters into the material mass and matter of the universe that we have grown accustomed to today. That ground zero with the dot in the middle is teaching us of the power of the zero, the power of noon. They say none, but none comes from noon. No thing comes from noon. None, noon, no thing comes from that time of ground zero. The waters of noon is that dot. Sometimes there's a star in the middle of a circle. The star, the dot, represents the whole of the material universe, the whole of the waters that will be transformed into the mass, matter, and material by the light of Christ transforming those waters. But in the zero, in the ground zero, in the birth reality, no movement, no motion, no disorder, all in order, all peaceful, all tranquil. That's what we're getting back to. That's why we must study the spirit of the universe. We must study energy. Spirit equals MC squared. The E is on the left side of the equal. The E is before the MC squared, the M times C squared. This is the time before mass, matter, and material was multiplied by the speed of light squared. This is the time of that energy, spirit of the universe, peaceful, tranquil, no chaos, no disorder. I'm pressing on this, so we can understand this. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.